climate scientists are saying that 2015 was the warmest year on record globally and the second warmest in the U.S. KUER's Judy Faze has learned that Utah was relatively toasty, too.
Data from the Utah Climate Center at Utah State University shows that last year was the third warmest in around 130 years of counting. At an average of 51.2 degrees, that's over 4 degrees warmer than average. Rob Davies is a physicist at the Climate Center.
Any given year is going to be a combination of two things, really. First, there's the natural variability in the climate system. You know, some years are a little warmer, some years are a little colder. And then, of course, there's an underlying trend, which is global warming.
In fact, Davies says the only month in 2015 that was not unusually warm was November. June and September were the warmest ever, and last February was practically sweltering at an average 10 degrees warmer than normal. Davies says the data points to fossil fuel burning, since the strong El Niño weather pattern showed up too late to factor much into last year's temperatures.
The initial analyses suggest that most of the warming of this record-breaking year is from the greenhouse gas warming. Actually, only a small part of it is due to the fact that it's an El Niño year.
Davies also says the data trend blows away the notion that global warming has paused. Climate data shows Utah's warming at about twice the rate of the global average. Judy Faze, KUER News.